Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to this deep dive. Today we're taking a look at some of the stories that have recently been featured in The Juice, you know, that daily educational app.
Right.
Let's start with a pretty remarkable story. It's about a 14-year-old from Texas, Siddharth Nanyala.
Yeah, this is fascinating. He's AI certified, which is already impressive at 14.
Yeah.
And he's developed a smartphone app. It's called Circadian AI.
And what does it do?
Well, it listens to just 7 seconds of heart sounds, like from a recording, and it analyzes them to detect potential cardiovascular issues.
7 seconds. Wow. And is it accurate?
Apparently, yes. Around 96% accuracy. And this isn't just theoretical. It's been tested on, I think, over 20,000 patients, and doctors have confirmed the findings.
That's incredible. Is it being used?
It is. Currently in some hospitals in Texas and also in India. He even started a company, STEM IT, to show kids how tech can be used in the real world.
So a potential discussion point there could be, you know, how young people can actually innovate with technology, maybe specifically using AI for problem solving and health.
Exactly. Really inspiring stuff.
Okay, moving from modern tech to ancient history, There's work being done on a scroll from Herculaneum.
Yes, one of the scrolls buried when Mount Vesuvius erupted way back in 79 CE. This one, Vershik 172, was badly burned, obviously.
So how were they reading it?
They're using a combination of AI and x-rays. It's pretty cutting-edge stuff for archaeology. They had an initial success identifying the word porphyrus, which means purple.
Okay.
But recently they had a bigger breakthrough. They've identified the title and the author. It seems to be On Vices by the Greek philosopher Philodemus.
Philodemus. So does this change anything we know?
Well, it could. They think this might be the alpha or the first book in a series he wrote. So it could give us new insights into his ethical philosophy.
That's really interesting. So a discussion topic might be around, well, the challenges of preserving history, maybe?
Yeah.
And how new technology helps us uncover the past.
Definitely. Ancient texts, philosophy, how we learn about it, lots to talk about there.
All right. Turning to more current events now, and this is sensitive news.
Mm-hmm.
Former President Joe Biden has received a cancer diagnosis.
Yes. The reports state it's an aggressive form of prostate cancer, and unfortunately, it has metastasized to his bones.
He addressed it publicly.
He did, yes, on X. He acknowledged the diagnosis and thanked people for their support. Hormone treatment is being looked at, and it's worth noting that life expectancy, even with metastatic prostate cancer, can, you know, be up to 5 years or so with treatment.
Right. It's impossible not to think about the other personal tragedies he's faced.
The focus here, perhaps for discussion with older students, could be more general, you know, the personal struggles public figures face, and maybe how significant life events can shape anyone's approach to life, quite apart from the politics.
Okay. Let's move to the quote of the day featured recently. This one is from Jesse Owens.
Ah, yes. The quote is, "The battles that count aren't the ones for gold medals. The struggles within yourself, the invisible, inevitable battles inside all of us, that's where it's at."
Powerful words. And Jesse Owens, the context is important, right?
Very. An incredible African-American track and field athlete, won 4 gold medals at the 1936 Berlin Olympics, directly challenging Nazi ideology right there in Berlin.
But his struggles didn't end there.
No, sadly. Despite his Olympic heroism, he faced significant racial discrimination back home in the U.S. Later in life, he worked as a sports ambassador, a motivational speaker, and advocated for civil rights.
So the discussion point here seems clear. What constitutes real victory? Inner strength, perseverance.
Exactly. Using his life as an example of resilience against adversity, it's a great quote for thinking about personal challenges.
Okay. Next up, some economic news. The U.S. credit rating.
Yes, Moody's Ratings, one of the big three rating agencies, downgraded the U.S.'s last remaining AAA bond rating. It's now AA1.
And their reasoning.
They cited rising government debt and, importantly, the increasing costs of interest on that debt. Moody's now joins the other two main agencies, Standard & Poor's and Fitch, who had already downgraded the U.S. rating previously.
What are the potential consequences of something like this?
Well, in the longer term, it could mean higher borrowing costs for governments at the state and local level, maybe even federal. Mm-hmm. And it just generally raises questions about the long-term financial picture for the U.S.
I understand there was some political back and forth on this. Again, just reporting neutrally here.
Yes, the White House spokesperson pointed fingers at previous administrations and specific legislation. Moody's, for their part, reportedly projected that earlier tax cuts would worsen the deficit. So different perspectives on the causes. The immediate market reaction was apparently moderate.
So a discussion topic could be just the basics. What is government debt? What do credit ratings mean? The potential economic effects?
Precisely. Keeping it focused on the financial concepts, not the political blame game. It's a chance to talk about national economics in a straightforward way.
All right, finally, let's touch on a Pew Research Center survey about, well, what people even consider news anymore.
Right. This is interesting in our current media landscape. The survey basically found that Americans have really different ideas about what counts as news today.
Is there any common ground?
Yes.
Yeah.
Most people agree that hard news, politics, war, major events, that's definitely news. And people generally think news should be factual, current, and important to society.
But where does it get complicated?
Bias, mainly. About 55% of Americans said it's somewhat important that their news sources actually share their political views. So the lines blur.
So the takeaway is?
That defining news has become quite a personal thing, you know, tied to individual identities, interests. It's not as simple as just opening a newspaper used to be. Although, interestingly, people across the board still feel it's necessary to stay informed, even if the news often feels negative.
So for discussion with students, this could lead into critical thinking about information, how we consume it.
Absolutely. The subjective nature of news, why it's important to maybe look at different sources, consider multiple perspectives, really crucial skills today.
Okay. So that covers the stories we wanted to highlight. It's really just a snapshot of some recent topics from The Juice.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for taking the time to tune in and explore these topics with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.